Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we look at the impact inflation is having on our budgets and how we can properly be prepared to combat increasing prices. Later this week, we'll look at warfare in the Old Testament, and Billy Crone will stop in to share insight into the rise of the Nephilim. Friends, we need your help. Historically, summertime giving is always slow, but this year, with the upcoming election and the economy, giving is at a critical level. Unfortunately, we're having to further cut expenses, including reducing the number of radio stations we're on. We need your help. Please be praying for Southwest Radio Ministries. Please ask the Lord to provide the needed funds and that we can continue to proclaim the good news. And as you're led, would you please consider giving a gift to our summer relief effort? Your one-time and monthly gifts are so needed this month. You can give when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also give at our website, swrc.com. Thank you, friends, for your prayers and financial support of Southwest Radio Ministries. Inflation has become a real problem for families. All you have to do is visit the grocery store and you see inflation's impact at the checkout. Today, we're visiting with Philip Patrick, a precious metals specialist, to see how you and I can best be prepared to deal with inflation now and in the future. Today, once again, we are visiting with our friend Philip Patrick. He is a precious metals specialist with Birch Gold, birchgold.com/SWRC. We have Philip on the program from time to time to keep us updated and really informed about what is happening, what is going on in the financial world and how that's affecting you, me, and our families. So, Philip, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Last time you visited with us, we talked about digital dollar and digital currency. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the big one, about inflation. We hear about it all the time in the news. We hear President Biden, former President Trump, and others on the campaign trails talking about inflation. It's either really, really bad or it's nothing to worry about. But the bottom line is people have eyeballs. They can see that it costs more to do just about everything than it used to a couple of years ago. And inflation gets blamed for that. So I thought we would kind of bend your ear a little bit, and you have tons of experience dealing with these types of issues. First up, could you just give us a simple definition of what inflation really is?
Of course. So the technical definition is the rising cost of commodities and services over time. In very simple terms, it just means when things get more expensive. We've all noticed over the last 4 years, we've seen the price of bread and eggs increasing significantly, gasoline at the pump going up. It's hitting us in our pockets, and that's quite simply inflation, and it's been rising dramatically over the last 4 years. It's currently raging at about 30-year highs. So it's getting tough, and like you said, people are feeling it despite what we're being told by politicians to suit their interests.
So when they say, oh, the inflation rate is this, or the magic number of is this percentage, what does that really equate to? What does that really mean?
The Federal Reserve have what they call a dual mandate. They've got two jobs, right? One is to keep inflation at their target at 2%, i.e. costs rising at 2% annually, right? That's their goal. Sadly, inflation's been raging well above that. We saw official numbers come out yesterday, and they put inflation at 3.4%, so almost double the Federal Reserve's target. The reality is, though, they use certain calculations to do it. Those calculations have changed over time. So to give you an example, in the 1970s, inflation inflation was raging, and it was causing a big problem for the government because they were having to raise Social Security payments in line with inflation to make these cost of living adjustments, and it was becoming too expensive. So instead of raising the payments, they just changed the metric, which is why our reality of inflation feels much, much higher than the 3.4% the government are touting. If we use the same calculation the government used to in the 80s, that would put inflation today at around 12%, which I think is much more in line with our reality. So I think that explains why people are going to grocery stores, looking at this number being put forward by the government and saying, that doesn't match our reality, because it doesn't. Real inflation is much higher.
Well, so it sounds like the economy really is at a fragile point. So I guess the question to ask, based on your experience dealing with the financial markets, national and international, and dealing with precious metals, what's your opinion really of the overall economic health?
It's not looking good. I mean, it's starting to look to me now like the economy could enter official recession in the second quarter. I mean, data now is weakening so fast and on so many fronts that I expect an official recession announcement before the end of the year. And it's data across the board. So the stuff that I'm keeping my eye on, and this is a little bit technical, it's inflation-adjusted income and consumer discretionary spending, both of which went negative in April. But like I said, it's almost everything, right? New home sales down 4.7%. New mortgages are down 13%. By the way, new mortgages are down because house prices just hit all-time highs. They're now 73% higher than they were in the peak of the mid-2000s housing bubble. Employment data came out recently, really bad too. Over the last year, full-time jobs are down 1.5 million. So it's a really tough situation, and it puts the Fed in a very tough position, because when we see a recession, we know what the Fed want to do. They want to drop interest rates and stimulate the economy, but they're going to be very restricted to do that with core CPI or inflation nearly double their target. So it's a rock and a hard place, quite frankly.
The Federal Open Market Committee, they had an announcement recently. Could you talk about that?
Yeah. The economic chill we've been talking about, like I said, it puts the Fed in a very tough position. And they've said over and over again that they're data dependent. But the question is, what data specifically are they looking at? It's not that clear. There's an argument that the Fed could lower interest rates again, right? Both the European Central Bank and the Bank of Canada have lowered rates, even though inflation is well above their target. Both of those institutions have accepted inflation or higher inflation as the lesser of two evils. It's usually the Federal Reserve that leads the G7 central bank when it comes to both rate hiking and rate reduction. But this time it's different. I think there's not going to be too much stopping Jerome Powell declaring mission accomplished, nothing other than credibility. So this May inflation report showing a core CPI at 3.4%, I don't think has really changed a great deal for the Fed. It was no real surprise to see no change in the federal funds rate. So right now, I think they're waiting and seeing. But I expect at some point this year, they're desperate to try and cut interest rates, but it may cause a problem for inflation. So like I said, to say it again, it's a rock and a hard place. It's such a tough position we're in.
We're visiting with Philip Patrick. He is a precious metal specialist with Birch Gold. Birch Gold has really come alongside us here at Watchman on the Wall, and they have put together a special information kit just for our listeners, and it's very easy to get. It's absolutely free, and it helps give you the economic information you need and talks about how precious metals may be a really great way to help you when it comes to your retirement, your 401k, your IRA. And all we can do, and Philip's talked about it before on the program, is to get you that information. So I want to highly recommend that you request your free information kit from Birch Gold. You can visit their website, birchgold.com, then /SWRC. That's SWRC. Birchgold.com/SWRC. Or just give them a call, 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. And request your free gold kit from our friends at Birch Gold. All right, Philip, you were talking about Canada and over in Europe, they're lowering interest rates, and that there's a real push to want to do that here in the United States. But aren't the higher interest rates really the only thing standing between the dollar and a complete collapse in value?
From a global perspective, you are absolutely right. And we have to remember the Biden regime has been flooding the world with U.S. debt at a staggering pace. The nation had $28 trillion in debt. Today, we're approaching $35 trillion, $34.6. So that's a 24% increase, and that's before we even get into this year's excessive spending. But people have to realize quite how much $6.6 trillion in debt in 3 years is. It's an unimaginable amount of money. If we adjusted for inflation, it's 20% more than we spent in 4 years fighting World War II. $6 trillion by itself would be the third biggest national debt in the world, and that's in only 3 years. Now, the problem is, since the dollar doesn't have any intrinsic value, it trades globally based on supply and demand. A 24% increase in supply without the equivalent increase in demand basically just means lower value, which is exactly why we're seeing, one of the reasons that we're seeing the rest of the world running now to de-dollarize and get away from the dollar. If we continue down that path, lowering interest rates to save the economy shorter term, I think it just compounds the de-dollarization problem longer term. So you're absolutely right.
So then let's talk about solutions. Let's try to be positive here, but you know, we're not going to, I don't want to focus on the government, the federal government or anything like that, because there are elections to deal with that and they're coming up later this year. Let's talk about specifically the individuals who are listening right now to the program, families that are listening to the program right now. What are the solutions for them when it comes to increasing federal debt, which does affect us because of inflation? What are the individual solutions for families and for folks that are listening right now?
You asked that question in a very good way, because I say it myself all the time. This big picture stuff, it can get scary. It can paralyze us. And honestly, there's not much we can do about it. Like you said, we can go out and vote and push for people that represent our interests. But outside of that, you know, we're limited, right? So what we have to do is scale it down, look at the problems in front of us and try and understand how we can address them for ourselves and those around us, our families. And precious metals have become very, very important in climates like this, because the same problems that we're talking about, inflation, dollar devaluation, they drive gold up, gold and silver. They are true inflation hedges. There's an old story that's used in the precious metals industry, but it's very telling, and I think it shows people how gold works during inflationary times. Because you sit in cash today, or dollar-denominated assets, every year you do so, the buying power of those dollars erodes to inflation. Well, the idea with gold is year on year on year, being a commodity, as inflation goes up, gold's prices move up proportionally to protect buying power. So I'll give a story that demonstrates that quite well. In 1920, right, you have in one hand a $20 bill and in the other hand a $20 gold piece. As the old story goes, $20 was a lot in 1920, right? You could buy a suit, a hat, a tie, a shirt, the works. Year on year on year, inflation has eroded the buying power of that $20 bill. And today we can barely buy a tie with it. That same $20 gold piece, year on year on year, went up with inflation. Today it's worth over $2,300 and can do exactly what it did in 1920. And that's the key. Now, that's over a long period of time. But in climates like this, inflation can happen much quicker, much faster, and gold does the same thing. So it's the same reason central banks around the world are buying gold. They're dumping dollars, and what applies to them does apply to us as individuals at a smaller level.
I remember recently the central bank just replaced the euro with gold as the number two reserve asset. What does that mean? Because I don't know other than, wow, it's number two. But yeah, but what does that really mean?
So basically, reserve assets, basically how banks around or central banks around the world, what they're holding their assets in. The US dollar is the number one reserve asset. The euro used to be number two. Well, the world has been actively dumping the dollar. So they've been getting rid of their dollars and they've been buying gold. I think I mentioned previously on the show, 2022, 2023, and now the first quarter of 24 have been the biggest years for gold buying ever in central bank history. And it's for the same reason. They're holding lots of US dollars. Those dollars are plummeting in value. So they're getting rid of those dollars and buying gold. And they've been dumping so many dollars that gold has now become the number two reserve asset for nations around the world. And we expect that that will continue.
So we have our listeners right now that have 401ks, they have IRAs, they have savings, they have retirement, and it's in dollars. And as you pointed out earlier, because of inflation, all their hard work, all those many years and even decades of savings, putting money away, of investing it in 401ks and IRAs, it doesn't have the same buying power that it had when they started putting those savings back. However, Birch Gold, you as precious metal specialists and the organization you represent, you guys can help these folks, these individuals and families with these IRAs, with these 401ks, roll over into precious metals, correct?
That's absolutely correct. So anybody with a retirement account, so an IRA or an eligible 401k, they can roll over any portion of those accounts. There are no tax implications, no penalties. We can place physical precious metals tax deferred within a retirement account, but it's not just retirement accounts. A lot of people have cash in the bank, losing to inflation. They can purchase physical precious metals and essentially hedge that as well. So whether it's money outside of a retirement account or inside, we have a structure to help people protect, preserve, and grow their wealth with physical precious metals. And I think in climates like this, it's becoming more and more and more urgent every single day. The situation is not getting better. The options that we have are limited, and that's why we're seeing such big demand for precious metals in this climate. And like I said, we expect it to continue given the problems that we have and the nature.
What I really like about Birch Gold is that you guys start with information. You start with education. You start with, here is the situation that's going on. Here's all of the facts laid out before you so that everyone can make a truly informed decision on their own, depending on their specific circumstances and what they have going on financially. And the first step is really to get the information kit. And the way to do that, there's two ways. One is to call 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. The other way to request your free information kit is to visit birchgold.com/SWRC. They have put together this gold information kit specifically for the Southwest Radio Ministries audience, the Watchman on the Wall audience. It's absolutely free and it's specifically for you guys. So check it out. Make sure you request your free gold kit today. Call 1-800-422-3388 or just visit birchgold.com/SWRC. Philip, when they request the free gold information kit, what kind of things are they going to see inside and how will it help them make a truly informed decision about precious metals?
It's very simple. So they're going to get access to, it's a 23-page guide. It's going to have a lot of good information, not only on why to purchase precious metals, talk about the current climate, but also how it's done. From there, they're going to have access to somebody like myself who can really help to guide people through step by step by step. And if the customer ultimately is comfortable and happy, we can facilitate everything from start to finish. So, like you said, for us, information is key. For me, people make good decisions from an informed perspective. Understanding the problems fully empowers people, and it allows them to understand the solutions as well. So reach out to us. We'll provide the information, and what the customer decides to do from there is on them. But whatever it is, they'll do so from a more informed perspective, which I think is very important in climates like this.
Being able to battle everything from inflation, the digital currency we talked about last time with Philip, and really just the economic climate, and I would even add to it the uncertainty. And you might say, what uncertainty? And I would say, yes, all of it. The uncertainty of political uncertainty, economic uncertainty, and all that goes with it. And at the very least, getting the information and being educated on this issue of precious metals and how it may be right for you and may be able to help you, I think is just worth the phone call in and of itself. The number again is 1-800-422-3388, 800-422-3388, or just visit their website, Birch Gold, that's B-I-R-C-H, in case I slurred my words there, birchgold.com, and then a / and then SWRC. And you'll be able to request your free gold kit and really, really get some peace of mind, really get some information on what's going on when it comes to precious metals and how they can help you with what you've got going on financially in your world. And really, that's what it's about. We can talk about the Federal Reserve and the central bank and all of those kinds of things, but ultimately, those are just headlines to you and me. What it comes down to is how do those headlines affect you, your family, and your economics? And how can you be best protected and best prepared for what those headlines are saying? Well, and the way to do that is ultimately to get the information, just like Philip was talking about. So I would again encourage you, in the strongest terms, get educated, get informed, know your options. And now is the best time, because as we get drug into campaign season, political season, more economic unrest, more reports and CPI this and percentages that, you need the information. I mean, you really, really do. And so let me give you that number again one more time, 1-800-422-3388 to request your free gold information kit from Birch Gold. Just go to their website, birchgold.com/SWRC. Philip, before we let you go, can you kind of give us a final word on this whole inflation information and inflation that's out there and how folks can be protected?
It's very simple. You know, keep an eye on what's happening with the big picture stuff. I do not think this inflation is going anywhere anytime soon. We've been here before, right? We saw it from the 1970s to the 1980s here in the U.S. We had a stagflationary climate characterized by stunted economic growth coupled with inflation. It was a very tough period. We ultimately got through it. It took a decade to do so, and it was a very tough decade. Looking back, gold back then was the way to protect. Gold grew tenfold from the 70s to the 80s while a lot of other things were falling in value. And we're seeing the same thing again. Obviously, history is not a guarantee of the future, but there are a lot of lessons to learn. So I think, like I said, it's not complicated. The key is understanding the problems and being preemptive, right? Because if we are, we can get through these, weather the storm, and ultimately get back to it. But it's just about being preemptive and staying informed. And as long as people do that, they're going to be just fine.
Philip Patrick has been our guest today. He is a precious metal specialist with Birch Gold. And again, you can request your free gold information kit specifically made for our Southwest Radio listeners when you call 1-800-422-3388 or simply visit birchgold.com/SWRC. Philip, as always, thank you for the information, the insight, and the analysis. We appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Friends, be prepared and make sure you have the information to fight the rising cost due to inflation. Request your free information kit today when you visit birchgold.com/SWRC. That's birchgold.com/SWRC. You can also call and request your free information kit at this special number, 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. I want to encourage you to visit the Resource Center on our website, swrc.com. There you'll find over 1,000 books and DVDs by the nation's top teachers, Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and the latest archaeology and apologetics are all found at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. The latest resources from Billy Crone, Lonnie Shipman, Micah Van Hus, and Josh Davis are all found at swrc.com. And available for the very first time, the entire Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference. All 12 speakers, 20 total presentations, one complete DVD set. Topics include secret societies, Invisible War on the Saints, Jewish Roots of Christianity, The Earth as It Was, Unveiling the Antichrist, One World Update, and much more. Included in this complete set is Jonathan Kahn's special presentation on the Josiah Manifesto. Order the complete Columbus Conference DVD set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, we begin a brand new series examining warfare in the Old Testament. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.